Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Weber at stuweb.com, and it is Saturday, March the 3rd, 2023. And I have the honor to have two friends who are my guests, Professor James Fetzer and Professor Joel. And I'd like to mention something up front before we start this program and have a general discussion on the state of the world, should we say. I want to mention the fact, now, Jim, recently, I've been a target that I'm aware of, and I'll throw this out there for people to have the edification of understanding here what I'm talking about. Daddy Bush created the shadow government within the government, and it's not deep state shadow government. When he was vice president of the United States and when he was CIA director back in the 70s. And this deep state shadow government has been explained to. It's up on my website. By Ship, S-C-H-I-P-P. I think his first name is Kevin. I haven't interviewed him yet. I'm going to talk to him. But he's doing some, he worked for the CIA, and he laid out basically everything that's going on. If you haven't seen it, Jim or Joe, you should see it. It's on Breaking News column at stuweb.com. Now, he's laid out what I know. And there was a couple of things about 911 he didn't want to talk about. I went, well, I see what he was trying to do to stay alive. But it's on my site. But, you know, all things are revealed before the big shit hits the fan. And everything's getting revealed now. Now, I learned that I was on this Daddy Bush, Shadow Government, Stonar Technology, E-Systems. It's E-Systems of Dallas, Texas, folks. That's a shadow government. And it's part of Raytheon Corp, defense contractor, third largest. And it's Daddy Bush. And they took the West Star series of satellites and they turned them into monsters. And they have the death ray on them and they have Stonar Technology. It's STON-R technology that zaps nearly 10 million people each night, according to Super Spook Otis Johnson, 007, before they murdered him, and he was working in 2017, and he was working for General Flynn, and he was after Mueller's ass for what they were doing to Trump, but they murdered him, and then 2 weeks later, Flynn gets fired and was set up, and then everybody knows the story. Now, his Stonar technology, he checked on it in 2016 for me, because I lost a filling, a mercury filling in my tooth. It came loose, and I was staying at his house because I was remodeling his house, and they were pissed off about it. But General Flynn, I put him at the airport. He lived in Hastings, and I put him at the airport in Grand Island, Super Spook, 007 Otis Johnson, which flew with General Flynn because I put him on the airport at Flynn. Flynn saluted the car as I'm driving away. His car. Anyway, here was the point. His trip was with the Bluffdale, Utah, secret underground base, 6 stories below ground of nothing but artificial intelligence, AI, with the alien base next door to it. As he said, Stu, you're right, they built one there. This guy was a heavyweight. There's stuff on the Breaking News column about Otis Johnson. Punch it in the search engine, tells you a lot. Now, I've come to know things. And this Raytheon, the shadow government, and this guy talks about it, this Ship, he does a pretty damn good job explaining what the shadow government is and what deep state is and the difference. But I know that this Raytheon, now I mentioned you once before, Jim, you know, that one of the signs is when they go over you at night and they shoot your house and there's 10 million people getting hit with this thing. And it's the West Star satellite system being used against its own people. And what it does is it eventually breaks down your immune system, but it sucks out all your potassium, magnesium, calcium, vitamin D, and iron out of your body. Well, it's like us out here getting hit today with the most recent, which is 6G. And if you go to my website once again and look at Satan holding his cell tower in his hand and his horns coming out the top of the cell tower, that's your 6G. And now I had a guest on, Charlene, and she has been doing massive research on this for nearly 2 years. on how heavy it and deep it goes. And I've confirmed it. They're beyond that. And these cell towers that they built are designed to hit us with up to, they can go to any G they want to. Okay, now this is wild technology, but it's already there and in place. Faraday shields don't work. They're hitting us copper weapon off these cell towers. If they want to hit you in particular, Jim Fetzer, or hit Joe, or hit me, or hit someone else that they don't want around, they can do that. In a period of time, it breaks down your immune system. Now, I mentioned the fact that one of the signs is in the middle of the night, you get cramps around your ankles and your feet. And you, I think you said something that you occasionally get that too, Jim. But you recently had a heart attack, Jim Fetzer, Professor James Fetzer. And you had pneumonia with it before or after. I forgot which it was. And Joe had this happen to him a while back, a few months back. Now, I find this very peculiar because other people, I've heard about one other person now, and there's somebody else we think may have had the same thing, but they're hitting and using these toys against those who are speaking out against this corrupt shadow government, deep state government, because it's a bunch of criminals in control. Am I about right with this, Jim and Joe?
This just fits in with what COVID is all about. And right now they're trying to skew that around by saying Wuhan had its lab and they incubated the COVID virus. Well, there's a, well, there could be a COVID virus, but that's not what wiped people out. This is a biological shot. It had nanotechnology in it that messed up your immune system. We have now 80% of the population in the United States has taken at least two of these shots. Their future is over. They'll be gone out of here by 2025. 80% of the world has taken the COVID shot, but the same thing goes for them. So all that the Stonewall satellite is doing is enhancing what is in people now, which is just simply called the biological kill shot. So there you have it.
So where are we at, Joe, Jim, I mean, realistically, we got a killing spree going on against the human race. Excuse me, I had to plug my phone. Against the human race. And these are animals dressed up as humans. Klaus Schwab and all these New World Order pigs and out there, and Tony Blair and the rest of them. I'm calling it New World Order now at their recent conference. I mean, right out in the open, in your face. Got you convinced to take shots. 80% of America's taken the shot. They've taken the death. They took their own death. There's nothing that's going to be able to save them. Now, Joe, you're kind of on top of this real quick. It changes your DNA and what they call our DNA or something?
Yeah, Jim knows better. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, my impression's a little different. I think that there's been a lot more resistance to the shot, but more importantly, it's only a small percentage of the doses that are toxic, which have been primarily distributed to red states, and they account for like 99% of the deaths. So I do not think it's the case that everyone is taking the shot.
Okay, real quick, the guy at Pfizer, the head of Pfizer, was at that New World Order conference, you're calling it. Where's that at, Joe? It just happened like a week ago. And Tony Blair sitting next to him. They were talking about New World Order, but he made a comment that his shots, 6 billion shots, he says, we've already distributed them. They had the chips in them. They had the chips in them. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I think there's a question here about the percentage that has or has not taken the shot. So I think that's a serious question. But what I'm getting, the percentage of taking the vax as of February 23rd of this year is, let's see, looks like, well, let me see here, expand my statistics. I just think the situation is a bit different than everyone getting the shot dying. I think an awful lot of people who got the shot aren't going to die. I am glad to say that because my family went ahead and took the shot, and I've been very, very troubled by the consequences. But I think because we're in Wisconsin, which is a blue state, Madison, which is a very blue area, that they were spared the kill version. Now, I look at it geopolitically. You got Jacob Rothschild, who's no doubt, along with now King Charles, a key mover.
The 12 disciples of Satan.
And a few others.
I call them the 12 disciples of Satan, Jim.
Rothschild. Vladimir Putin is an enemy of the New World Order, that without Ukraine, that the New World Order cannot proceed. And I'm on the latest reports telling you Ukraine is lost, that Ukraine is defeated, that they don't have enough munitions in the West to keep firing at the rate that Ukraine has been expending the shells, that Bakhmut has been surrounded and is turning out to be the key battle of the war, and Russia has won. So, in my opinion, there's some positive signs out there that the New World Order is potentially on the verge of defeat. Not only that, but Bill Gates has been issued an arrest warrant for mass murder out of the Philippines. It's going to happen in Thailand. It's already the case in India. And while he can issue this super injunction to suppress the information, it's getting out there. And I therefore believe there are some positive signs that things just might be turning in the right direction. And the hero of the world, in my judgment, turns out to be Vladimir Putin, who laid out very clearly the rationale for the special military operation in Ukraine way back on 24 Feb of 2022, when it was initiated, about the idea of Ukraine becoming NATO, a part of NATO, which was unacceptable, about the violation of the Minsk agreements, where even Angela Merkel has admitted that they never intended to adhere to them. These were agreements entered into after the coup of 2014 to preserve and protect the Donbass, where Kiev forces have been shelling and killing thousands of ethnic Russians, Russia-friendly citizens, and because they were planning a massive assault on the Donbass, where Putin had learned of this and conducted a preemptive strike, and where in addition, of course, we had as many as 40 or more of these biolabs, many of which were targeting ethnic Russians based on DNA studies. In my judgment, in other words, Putin has acted completely honorably and in accordance with international law, while the West and the U.S. has acted deceitfully, lied, betrayed every solemn agreement we've made, and it's resulting in an enormous geopolitical shift, because while in the past, Russia, with its virtually unlimited natural resources, was entering into mutually beneficial economic commerce with the European Union, the destruction of the Nord Stream and all the resulting sanctions, and the failure of the West to investigate when it was so blatantly obvious the United States was responsible, has caused Russia to lose any lingering faith in the West and turn to the East, where now, instead of it being Europe that will be the economic benefactor of Russian national resources, it's going to be China, which is, of course, a mighty industrial powerhouse. So they have the linkage between Russia and China, which it had always been an objective of U.S. and Western foreign policy to prevent. We have now promoted and brought about. And frankly, it is the future. The Russian ruble's at an all-time high. BRICS is thriving. The Shanghai Organization Cooperative moving forward. We're in a new bipolar world, and the big loser is the West and the United States. That the dollar is no longer going to be the medium of currency. Many other nations, including even Saudi Arabia, are no longer trading only in petrodollars, but accepting currency of other nations. And it was a colossal stupidity of the West that brought about this realignment, which I see as permanent and going to make drastic differences in the future, where the quality of life of Europe and the United States is going to plummet. It's going to be astonishing. While that of China, Russia, and the rest of the world, which is aligning with them, is going to flourish and thrive.
Now, what happened with this agreement the last time I heard from mainstream, whatever? There's only a couple places I even look anymore, but they were talking about the deal that Russia rejected, or President Putin rejected the offer that the Chinese leader offered for peace, which they were trying to broker this deal. Have you heard anything since then? It's been a couple of days ago.
The war is over. There's no need for a peace agreement. The war is over. Ukraine has been defeated. It's just a matter of the shouting and the acknowledgement. See, even the European Union has admitted it has to transit to a wartime footing because it can't provide sufficient munitions for Ukraine. The war is over. Okay. I'm telling you. The war is over. Russia has prevailed. And the question is just a matter of mopping up. Bakhmut was a crucial battle. The Russians are discovering that they've left a corridor open. The city is surrounded, but they left a corridor open for Ukrainian forces to exit. And they're finding there a whole lot of old men and little kids that have been conscripted, which is another way of knowing that Ukraine had lost. They don't even have enough forces to man a decent military. They're conscripting little kids. We have stories like ordering a pizza, and then when the pizza boy shows up, they conscript him, put him in the military, and threaten to shoot him in the back if he won't fight. It's disgusting, but that's what's happened in Ukraine. It's over.
Okay, now coming from a former captain in the Marine Corps, which I salute you, I was just a Lance Corporal, but 0151, Remington Raider. I worked for the CO. I think you pretty laid it out because you were in Vietnam. That was very serious. I wasn't. And to be a captain in a battlefield like Vietnam, you got to have some brains. And you got to know what you're doing. So I salute you on that angle, Jim. Now, Joe, what do you think of those world events?
What Jim has said, he's right on, because I've heard the same thing.
Okay. Now, Jim, what other subject do you want to talk about today?
Well, this is huge. This is absolutely huge. Well, there's trouble in the Senate because you got both Dianne Feinstein and this guy Fetterman hospitalized. Neither of them is competent. In fact, Feinstein's staff actually issued a statement she was going to retire, and she hadn't even informed her they'd done that. Fetterman, of course, is completely incompetent because the margin in the Senate is so narrow. This is a huge deal. Because of their absences, the Senate right now is deadlocked at 48-48. But Fetterman, in my opinion, isn't coming back. And neither, I think, is Feinstein. So that the Democrats have stolen the election, including three or four Senate seats, not to mention some 58 House seats from the Republicans to forestall the red wave. And it was using electronic voting machines, drop boxes, and all that. I think they're in serious trouble. And, of course, at the very least, the Republicans were able to eke out a win in the House, and Kevin McCarthy, it seems to me, is doing a pretty good job so far, even including turning over the January 6th footage, some 40,000 hours worth, to Tucker Carlson, which has caused some complaints. Mike Lindell has objected that it belongs to the American people. Well, I agree with that, but Tucker, for a certainty, is going to get it out to the American people. So I'm all for getting it out. It shows all kinds of brutality by the police. They were using explosive charges. They were firing into the crowd. They were provoking the public into a response that would never have taken place, but for the Capitol Police, the FBI, and others having, you know, engineered and incited and manipulated the outcome. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mayor Bowser, and others were all responsible behind the scene. For example, there could have been no entry into the Capitol unless the massive doors to the Capitol, which are sealed magnetically, had been opened from the inside, and the only party who could have issued that order was Nancy Pelosi. So I think we're getting more and more evidence out there. The problem being, nobody wanted Biden to be president of the United States in 2020. Nobody. He did not win. It was a stolen election, and everyone wanted to Republicans have regained control of the House and the Senate. But as long as we have electronic voting machines, it matters not. I have studied the polling before and the polling after, and neither of those elections ought to have had the Democrats scoring any significant victory, much less retaining control of the Senate, for example, or winning the House in the earlier elections. So until we get rid of electronic voting machines, the American people are hung out to dry, and it's disgusting beyond belief, because the party needs to rename itself, because it's anything but democratic. This is just outrageous.
Let me bring up something that needs to be addressed, because it's a criminal activity going on. It's a stooge game, and that's Mike Lindell, or Trump gets sued by Dominion. Dominion was started out of, I'm going to mention this one time, by Leonard Millman and Daddy Bush's, or the two attorneys Millman hired out of law school in 72, Norman Brownstein and Larry Mizell. And they were roommates, actually, in college in Boulder in law school. And Mizell went in to build an apartment complexes, because Millman had the availability, because he was a Jewish crime syndicate in America. And he was my ex-witch doctor's father. Now, since his death, a guy named Larry Mizell took over. But Larry Mizell and Brownstein were hired by Millman in 72. One became his attorney, who then became the attorney for record of the 6 CI counsel, Natoli, Brownstein, and the others, who were the head counsel for Daddy Bush when he was CIA director. And they started the first mortgage fraud there, that led to the, since then, to past the 2008 bailout, where they're still stealing houses from people and their equities. It's still a crime going on. But Dominion Software was started by Millman, and it was set up at, I forgot what the address was. It's on the front of my website, where you see a picture of Dominion, because I did the corporate trail on it to show people who started it, where it came from, and who controls it now. Now, it happens to be the family, the Sam Walton family, which is Sam's, which is Walmart's, which were drug dealers and still are for them, and still hauling drugs for them. They control the trust now. The control is Dominion. But the deal with Dominion Software was, it was started out of Denver, the partner to Daddy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, which was Leonard Millman. Now it's Larry Mizell took over. They call him the 12 Disciples of Satan, and whatever it is that, as Super Spook Otis Johnson said, the government refers to him as the aliens, but he says, Stu, it is the fallen angels. He said, whatever inhabited your ex-father-in-law, inhabiting for thousands, he said, lived for thousands of years before he inhabited him. Now it's Mizell. And Mizell, because Brownstein wouldn't murder like Mizell did. Mizell killed 150 people with John King, that was involved in the King, anybody look it up, United Bank murders. et cetera. I can tell you the whole story on it. Anyway, in Denver, and King was killing them, and they found a bunch of bodies from Colorado down in a mass grave in Juarez, Mexico, that they dug up 4,000 bodies, and they identified through the teeth several people from Colorado. Those were the ones that John King, a cop in Denver, killed for Mizell. So Mizell did more killings than Brownstein had done, and so forth. And so he's the one that the thing inhabited. Here's the point. When Milman died in 2004, there was $1 trillion he controlled. And he left a $50 billion estate to his family, the Milman Family Trust. And they registered that through the courts to legitimize it, to say it's clean money when it's drug money and stolen money, everything else. Here's the point. Let's go back to what I'm talking about. Dominion Software was Denver. That's Daddy Bush and Leonard Milman. That was the American crime syndicate and the Jewish crime syndicate that combined, that had Silverado Savings, that Neil Bush was director, the president's son. Now, which I caused the scandal and burned her ass. Fox News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, a Jew, an Israeli Mossad agent, from what I understand, I forgot the alias name right off the top of my head. He was the one that was proffered up, Fox News, by Leonard Milman and Daddy Bush, and tons of money out of Silverado and the drug money that they were running through the various banks. And they bought the stock, and they proffered up Murdoch, and they made Fox News. Now, they control Fox News, and it isn't amazing that Rupert Murdoch now comes out, and here he's partners with Milman and them, and here Trump is in the middle of this lawsuit, and here's Fox News boy, Rupert Murdoch, who's tied to the guy who controls Dominion, which is basically Larry Mizell. Okay, here the Denver control, and here they own the company Fox News basically through the stock ownership. And anybody go back, the feds could go back and investigate this, and it'd be all true that Rupert Murdoch's doing a stooge game on Donald Trump. In my opinion, he's burying him underneath the bus like the other fuckheads had tried to bury him, like Bill Barr, the former attorney general, underneath Trump. That son of a bitch was assistant underneath Brownstein when Brownstein was CIA director, Daddy Bush's lead counsel, and Natoli out of New York was the second one. And Natoli's son actually got nailed on a big fraud charge. His partner went to jail for 6 years. He got nuns, house arrest for 6 months, wearing a bracelet supposedly, and his father told him, and they had it recorded and everything, to do those stock trades. These are the people who took over the economy, the Denver crowd, along with the Bush crowd, who are now trying to use Rupert Murdoch, an Israeli Mossad stooge, who's tied to the crime syndicate, to bury Donald Trump. Thought I'd bring that up, folks. Check it out. The evidence is there. You want to kick in on this, Joe?
No, covered it.
Okay, Jim. What's
thanks for the opportunity to join you again, Stu. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, Jim, I'll let you go. And Joe, will you stick around for a couple minutes here with me?
Yeah, for a couple of minutes.
Okay. And Jim, Professor James Fetcher, I wish you well, buddy, and the heart attack. Remember, take the things you gotta take.
You got it, my friend.
Okay, I'll
thank
talk
you
to
both.
You. Okay, thank you. Folks, I'm going to have to bring him back. I'm going to have to bring Joe back onto the line here. So hang with me for just a moment. This is my mistake. Okay? My mistake. I'll be back here in just a moment, folks. Sorry about that. Joe, you there? Okay, go ahead. We're still live on the show. I just left it running. Just apologize for having to hang up. I hung up wrong. What other subjects you want to touch on right now that I think that everybody needs to know? I know,
okay,
Jim's getting tired early.
East Palestine and what happens there, because that is the prototype of the dismantling of the infrastructure of the United States. Right now, 13 states in the East have said that they are reaching a critical mass point of where they cannot carry the load, because too many of the coal plants and too many of the oil plants have been shut down. Now, many years ago, a guy by the name of Doug Coleman, who is an MI6 agent, said, if you want to know what is going to happen to the United States, watch South Africa. Well, President Ramaphosa has told the South Africans of the imminent collapse of Eskom, which is the grid, electrical grid of South Africa. And to get 6 liters of water and extra food, because he's saying it's going to go down. So now we have a warning given back east. In 13 eastern states, posted in the Wall Street Journal. So the folks back east, take heed, because they didn't talk about it too much, because these growing brownouts, that's better to call them blackouts, have been going on incessantly in the Southern California and Northern California area. So it is the dismantling of the infrastructure of the United States.
So what do you think is going to happen as a result of dismantling of the infrastructure?
You're seeing it right there in East Palestine. Because those railroad cars that contained the chemical are structured that when they tump over, they don't leak. And all they had to do was to go to these special valves and then attach hoses, and they could drain the cars.
Yep, but they punched holes in them, from what I understand.
Well, what they did was they cut holes in it, leaked it out, and then set it on fire. So now we have people as far away as Pennsylvania getting sick.
And it leaked it down some river over there where a car was turned over.
It went down one of the main rivers, and it's a kind of a chemical that is very dangerous. Vinyl oxide, I think, is what it's called. And what will happen, it never goes away.
Now, that river goes into the Ohio River, and that Ohio River goes into Mississippi, is what I understand.
Well, and so that tells you right there, and this is not, and we have other power plants that have blown up. We've had food processing plants that are blown up.
What are we up to now on the food, 20?
Well, the point is that you can go to your grocery store and take a look at the shelves, and you'll see a thinning of the product on the shelf. And that is a sign of what is happening. It is the deconstruction of the infrastructure of the United States. And it's not just happening in the United States. It's happening worldwide.
Now, this is intentional. We'll call it, for now, the New World Order. I call it 12 Disciples of Satan. And the aliens, fallen angels, folks, the NSA calls them the aliens, 200,000 of them registered with them since 1952 under the Alien Agreement to 2012, which was extended, okay, because of the bases they've created. And you have to go to my website and listen to Ed Slade, one of the U.S. scientists that worked at the alien base that was given credit for landing the module on the moon. And a jet propulsion system, but it wasn't. But he built toys for the aliens, and they could carry around a loaf size of bread in a little briefcase looking thing, and they can get on their saucer just by thinking it into a saucer. Listen to the recordings with Ed Slade. This is how far the technology is. Now, if you go back to my radio bar, the recent one, the most recent shows, they can't fit all on the same page. The most recent shows since January of a year ago, 2022, and look for Joel and start listening to the Galactic Federation about it if you don't understand what I'm talking about. But Joel, I want you to move on from there.
Well, some people have asked, is there a Galactic Federation? Well, one of the top Israeli scientists has now announced that it was a public announcement. He's old, and he said the Galactic Federation has been in contact with the governments of the world. So there is a Galactic Federation. That's the good guy, and we'll see what happens. But of course, we have to see all of this dismantling of the infrastructure and see where it takes us. And so just kind of be prepared.
Okay, but it basically what we're down to is we're down to the wire, good versus evil. You've heard it, I've heard it. I mean, you know, I remember meeting you back in 94, I think it was, down in Arizona. I was speaking at a deal, you were there, I've seen you before. But anyway, here's the point. You've been around a long time, so have I. We've seen the movements in the 80s and 90s. I saw it after getting out of being a federal whistleblower, locked up for 10 and a half months, federal prison on those false charges, Melvin dreamed of. Anyway, dismissed with prejudice, by the way, no felonies. Here's the point. I've seen the movement, and I saw it with Ross Perot, because I was working with Perot from time to time. And the whole bit, he burned Melvin in 97. Costing $80 million in fines. But it's a long story. Here's the point. I've seen the movement, the Patriot movement. I created a militia, and I admit to it. I created about a 1.5 million man army. County to county, state by state, city to city. They even pinned 5 stars on me in Colorado. Said I was a 5-star general. We went out that evening, had some drinks, and they drove someone who was a designated driver, should we say. And had a couple of drinks. Anyway, fucking FBI comes up to me and tells me to take the stars off. I started laughing at him. You're no general. I said, I was just anointed a general by the militia in Colorado. Now you got a problem fucking with me. They laughed. Anyway, I've seen the Patriot movement. And I did 42 or 44 states I spoke in, and they put it in Time Magazine, it's 42. And here Time Magazine made a big mistake after doing these stories for me, and Beatty working with me, and Jonathan writing a book, BCCI, which connected all the Clintons and all the Milman connected back to Denver and all the Silverado and all kinds of shit. Meetings with him and others, and books have been written and everything else, so I know what I'm talking about. But I saw the movement, the Patriot movement, rise in the 90s, and by mid-90s, they had to pull the Oklahoma City bombing away to get rid of documents at the same time, create a terrorist attack that gave the CIA the operation now to run around the country with a badge. Then carry a badge now and operate. They were never supposed to be in any way, shape, and or form to spy on the American people, but that has gone on since they were created, because they were part of the OSS to begin with, Office of Strategic Services. And OSS still exists, and the OSS was Daddy Bush and Milman, Kissinger, and Dulles, and a whole bunch of shitheads. There were 79 of them in the super program, they call it. Anyway, and the history's out there. Anybody can go do the research or punch in the names. But we've had that problem since then. But that was when the aliens came into effect, folks. Was Adolf Hitler, and it was J.P. Morgan and Tesla and all the other stuff, and then they took the technology Morgan did over to the Nazis, and they used it, and that's when the, you know, should we say, the connections with the aliens came about, and I'll let Joe explain that real quick. But it moved from then all the way up to where, by the 90s that I was speaking about with the Patriots and all, most of them were pretty much aware of the Federal Reserve, pretty much aware of a lot of the alien stuff and Area 51. And we know there's aliens and the whole bit, but they didn't know the extent or anything else. And there was so much stuff out here in dispensationalism land, I call it, and Joe calls it, should we say. But out here in the false crap that was coming across the TVs, where people didn't want to attend a church because it was just a social gathering, rather than coming together for the purpose of prayer in the name of Jesus and making people healed of whatever and solving everybody's problems. That's what it's about, group prayer, not about coming together. They hear some preacher say, make a donation, pass a plate, and then he starts speaking and he asks for more money and you feel good. Okay, that's not what you come together for. It's a power of prayer. And prayer today is very significant against the enemy, folks, on these full moons, on these satanic dates, because it neutralizes them. It neutralizes their ley lines if you pray against them. Joe does this. I do this. And it should be done by everybody. Oh, you're going to get a rough sleep for the night, but I guarantee you, you're going to see the result of it. But more people need to be doing this, because we're going up against what is known in dispensationalism church land as end time prophecies. Now, I've read, I've compared. New King or King James Version, New International Version, the Catholic Version, there's about two other versions that I compared. And if you read one chapter before a chapter that you're going after a verse, you'll see it's totally different. The Bible has been changed so much it's unreal. And people can't rely on someone else, because God's proven to me the power of prayer. And prayer is the key to making everything happen. And if you want to change the course of your own life, you have to get on your hands and knees by yourself and have a prayer by yourself with Christ and clean the problem up. But when you two or more come together, he's in your midst. And we, as the American people and Christians in particular that are still around and patriots, need to clean the problem up in America. And power of prayer against the enemy that's in control of your government does wonders. But to understand how powerful they are, they're all connected in with the fallen angels. It's their New World Order game. And they're sitting there electrocuting you each and every fucking day that you're alive, through your cell phone, through your computer, through your power grid and everything else, through even down to your toasters got chips in them. I mean, this is very serious, and they're toasting you. If you listen to the programs I've done with Charlene, she's a nurse, and she's been on top of this for 2 years, and we hooked up plenty of links so you can go in and see. Faraday shields don't work. Nothing works anymore. They're hitting us with a copper 6G right off the 5G towers, and they go up to about 30, I estimate. I was told about 12. So they can fry the body by the copper that penetrates through. Nothing can stop it, and it hits the copper in your body, and they're lighting you up. So there's a program. We did 3 programs on this, and I suggest people do this, because the thing is, potassium iodine takes the radiation out of your body, and you feel much better, because I've been doing it. But Joe, tell them how deep it is now. We've passed Patriot Zone land for the 70s or the late 70s into the 80s, into the 90s, into 2000. Now we're up to where, as Otis Johnson said, a big fireball would hit planet Earth by 2025. Where are we at in this whole game, in your opinion?
I don't speculate on that for the very specific reason of what is dispensationalism.
Nobody knows the hour or time or date or anything else. But
what it means simply is this. It is the bad guy who put it together. It is their program. It is their program. So we can't speculate. But we can say things like, what has happened with this biological kill shot? I don't know what to make of what Jim has said or heard the same thing, but how do we know? But we do know that 80% of the United States has taken the biological kill shot, and it's not a vaccine. It changes your DNA. It makes a mess of your immune system. Same thing in Europe and around the world. Now they're saying that 6 billion have been given, no, 8 Yeah, 6 billion have been given the shot around the world.
Okay,
and there's 9 billion in the world. So what does that tell you?
Now it changes your DNA to rDNA or something like that, correct?
No. It's an rDNA that goes in and begins to manipulate your DNA system that controls your immune system. And your immune system begins to overproduce what are called spike proteins. And these spike proteins cause havoc within your body. Your spike proteins are a natural thing that your immune system gives out, but the RNA that's introduced there begins to make it to mass produce to where your immune system doesn't exist.
So what can people do? Is there any solution to the ones that have been foolish enough to take the shot?
Well, the latest thing that I've heard is Intervictum has been very successful for dealing with this situation, and it has to be taken in a what we would call a cyclic type of situation, where you would take like one in the morning, one at noon, morning, and then one at
is
night.
Is this a worm base, a parasite type base worms?
No, it is. I don't know what the Intervictum is. It's chemical, or it's
that kills parasites.
Its elemental makeup tends to do something with something. And in other words, it doesn't cure it because there's not a cure.
I thought the Intervictum killed a parasitic base basically they came up with, I think, for horses or something.
Yes, they did. But how it reacts in the human body, I don't know.
Okay, because people during COVID were taking it. I even know a nurse that took it. Okay.
Yeah, and it has turned out to be successful. So, for those of you that are listening to this program, what I would do is I'd stock up on Intervictum and begin to take a dose each day.
Now, that Intervictum, comes in a kind of a cream form in a tube, and it also comes in, from what I saw, in a liquid form.
Also comes in a pill form.
Okay, there you go.
So the idea is, again, I don't know what to make up of what Jim pointed out, because I read the same thing. I don't know, but I do know that 6 billion, because these are hard facts that have come out of the health ministry in Germany in court hearings, and it turns out that 6 billion have been given the shot. And remember, it is not a vaccine, and this whole thing about the Wuhan is a red herring story to say, well, if there was a virus, then the kill shot must be something. No, the kill shot is not a vaccine. It manipulates your DNA then destroys your immune system by the overproduction of spike proteins.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Wuhan story, I've looked at it on a kind of a different level. It could have possibly been Daddy Bush and his espionage. And the gang, the Jewish Crime Syndicate, Mizell, because here's one of the reasons I say that. It's a Harvard University professor was arrested. A couple other people were arrested. And the same thing has gone on at K-State a while back.
I would not put it on that basis.
It was Daddy Bush's shadow government was selling weapons and selling things, technology, to China. Okay, and they've been doing
that. That is irrelevant, Stu.
Okay, but
that
go ahead.
Is irrelevant.
But that was just my thought. It could have happened. Go ahead.
In other words, the most important thing, that's irrelevant. What is important is that the Wuhan escaping of a virus, maybe yes, maybe no, Because there's no virus.
No, there isn't.
Now, there, in other words, it's not a vaccine, and it takes it away. It, that thing takes away from the idea that this is not a vaccine. It is a biological kill weapon that manipulates your immune system.
Crisis creation, crisis control, crisis solution for crisis
so
control.
So the point being here is that those people that have taken it, unfortunately, the best that I can say about it is take Intervictum, because there are reports coming back that it's successful in certain people.
Now, I'll get Charlene into it because she's into that, and her friends, some other nurses, and so.
And I should give out another warning, because these all those people behind the building of this, they're mass murderers, and to demonstrate what I'm saying is that 20% of the United States did not take the shot. But guess what? Spike proteins shed out of the body.
Which means that the people that didn't take the shot or took the shot are going to be breathing in the air in a, say, a Walmart or a grocery store or a shopping mall or whatever. They're going to be breathing in these spike proteins into their lungs, shedding, they call it, right?
Right. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you get into this argument about what's what, about the Wuhan or not escaping or planting or whatever, it takes away from the fact that this is a biological kill shot, not a vaccine, and it's about your immune system.
And it's all about a new world order. We've seen all the Patriot Movement. We heard the yelling and screaming in 2000s, the end of the world, 1999 into 2000. They don't even know if the computer's going to operate. And I hear Bill Clinton saying that during his presidential speech in January, State of the Union, and all the fucking Congress laughed with him.
Well,
the stooge game on everybody, and everybody was hunkered down like the end of the world was going to come. And even that Rockefeller bastard, Rockefeller Global Communications, punched it up on my internet site.
Wait. Let's all go down into the conspiracy of who done it and who didn't.
Yeah, but here was my point behind this. We've seen these movements, and then we saw it around 2010 again. Now, we're up in 2023 to 2025 when the super collider has seen the planet Earth is going to be hit with a fucking fireball six times the size. And we're going to be pelted with two stars, which I believe that to be Wormwood and Sister, and so did Otis Johnson, because he's the one that told me. But what do you think of that, Gerald? Where are we at in time frame of really the Christ, probably cleanup, should we say, of planet Earth?
There's where I'm saying a lot of this is a result of their dispensational end time prophecy is their schedule, their makeup. How can you trust what they say? You can't, because from the beginning, it's a lie. So, but we can see what's happened. So when we say that there is a dismantling of the infrastructure of the United States, the infrastructure in Europe, you can see it. There's no doubt about it.
And this is to do what? What's the purpose in taking down the infrastructure?
No food.
What do you do if there's no food?
You starve.
So they don't kill you with the kill shot. They get us with the food shortage. Which has happened. And it's still happening around the country. It's hard.
And not only that, poisoning the environment so that we die.
Yeah. I mean, James Wigginton, I give him credit. I'm creating a bar, Joe, on my website of the alternative news in this country, but I'm looking for a title. We should just say American News, okay? Because that's what the title should be, because anybody speaking out against them right now is pretty much American, except for Stooge Land. And I've got one of those up there, and I'll make sure that I put that link in the new bar. But I'm going to start getting credit.
Why, Stu, I used to get into the end time prophecy thing until I traced down its origin. And then from there, I began to see and understand it's their psychological warfare against us. While they say everybody looks over here at the end time prophecies, they're really doing the bad thing over here, like the biological kill shot.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to bring out.
And then the next thing that's happening is no food.
Yep. Now, with all these people, we're not looking.
How many animals have been slaughtered, Stu? 10,000 sheep, chickens, 1 million chickens, they've been slaughtered, eliminated.
What people need to do, Joel, let's start, because we know how bad it's going to get.
Well, it is bad.
It is bad now, but it's going to get to where there won't be grocery stores open, because as you put it in the past to me, there won't be people that will be able to sell you the groceries.
Well, that is the entire point about, well, what's going to be the result? Well, when you listen to Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mekovits, who were in the middle of developing this and know what they're talking about, they're saying that there will be dead people within 5 years, that will be equal to a tsunami.
Okay, now, in the meantime, we're watching Klaus Schwab and his gang over there at that New World Order event a week ago or whatever it is. And he just plays off whatever he desires to. And that's the name of the game with this bastard. And he's sitting there, or the guy from Pfizer sitting there saying, yeah, the 6 billion shots, and they all got the chip in it. Here's Tony Blair saying New World Order. He's saying New World Order, this Pfizer guy, or whoever it was. And then, you know, it's like, it's a whole stooge game. This stuff used to be covered by alternative press, I called it. They're not around anymore. There's just few of us out here screaming and yelling and really know what the fuck they're talking about. So I'm going to hook up a link on my website where people can go to the American News or Alternative American News and get some truth. And one of them is, even on Fox News, Walt Waters. He's the only one speaking it. And the one over there, over on Newsmax, Bullings. They're the only TV left that I can see that's speaking the truth, and they're bringing out some hardcore shit from time to time. But there's a hell of a lot of alternative out here that is pounding them too, digging deep. And so one of the things is that I've seen with God is he reveals things at appropriate times. Stuff starts popping out. Well, this is one of the things that I believe, that when it comes to dispensationalism, when it comes to the Bible and all the other, but basically God is revealing everything. Now, it's all coming out, and there's a purpose, because if there is what O said, a big fireball before 2025 hit planet Earth, it's the end. But we know that the fallen angels are in charge right now. And we know that they're in charge of human beings. They got to use the humans, etc., in order to accomplish their mission. And what we have is a bunch of New World Order pigs running the show for the whole friggin' planet. Is that about right?
It's very simple. You take a look at Klaus Schwab. And all Klaus Schwab is a spokesperson. That's it. but it's the people behind Klaus Schwab, okay? It's the people behind Klaus Schwab. And if you really want to get into the hardcore facts that cannot be denied or manipulated or massaged, go to unlimitedhangout.org and start reading what Whitney Webb has to say, and it will clarify it for you.
And she'll be one of the ones hooked up to my new bar. And if anyone has suggestions, text them to me or email them to me or whichever. The information's on the front of the site.
But you have to not be lazy. You have to take the time. Start out with her three-part series on Epstein. And from that, you will know exactly who Roger Stone is and who Trump is. You will know.
Yeah, Roger Stone, he's a character. I won't say nothing, but he's a character if you just look at his background and some of those Florida elections he was involved with, I think.
So when you get with the right facts, I can remember when the Christianity thing was real big, and it turned out that every one of those TV evangelists were as crooked as they were. They were as crooked as you can get.
Yeah, they all got nailed too. The Holy Spirit nailed them for putting the crap on the deal.
So the point being is, big money came in to sponsor them, and it was sponsored by a group of people who I won't mention right now.
Tied to Israel. Christian for Israel or something. Jimmy Swaggart, one of them.
That's another subject.
Okay, go ahead.
But the point being here is that all during that time, the drum was beat. You know, it's the rise of poor little Israel and all of this stuff. And then people began to get, yes, we don't have to worry about this because we'll be raptured out of here. Are we still here? Yes. And it's the same thing when you get into these timelines. Same thing. It takes away from the little precious will that we have left to try to speak up on our soapbox, say, hey, folks, take a look at this, listen to this, go over here, take a look at that. The idea is to get enough people awake, and there is a big awakening going on because of what is happening in East Palestine and places like that.
Yeah, you know, they just had a train wreck yesterday or day before over in Europe, Joe. Head-on passenger trains on the same track, run 100 miles an hour.
It's the same thing, and there have been oil refineries that have caught on fire. And again, there's no shortage of oil. There's no shortage of chemicals. It has been what we call destructured. They took out the structure and created the minus thing that we don't have.
Yep.
So, well, there we go again. It's being able to focus on the right thing and talk it up among the patriots and the other people that will listen, so we get it, because that's really only that thing that we have left.
Yep.
And I got to bring this to an end, Stu. My battery's dying out.
Okay, Joe, I hear you. I want to thank you very much, Professor Joe, for your comments today.
Inner victim is the thing to get, folks. Go get it.
What is that, Joe?
Inner victim.
Inner victim.
Those people, even if you are not, have not taken a shot, get the inner victim in case you inhale a spike protein.
I'll try to find the link to the website where they sell it and put it up with the
show. Just put it in the computer, inner victim, and it'll take you.
Okay. Joe, thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.